The Sports Career Podcast, episode 367. 5 ways to develop a great first impression in the sports industry. Hello Sports Achiever, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Sports Career Podcast. I'm your host Ed Bowers. Now this week's podcast episode is a solo episode, and the reason why I love just jumping on the mic doing a solo episode is I like to share content that's real, and they are experiences I'm going through relating to my sports career development, but most importantly behind the scenes. Because on this show there are so many amazing podcast special guests and you learn about their career journeys over a period of time, it's so important to get the bit behind the scenes of what goes on with the actual activities and tasks that make a career successful. And without a doubt, scheduling and actually conducting business trips is part of it. It doesn't matter what area of the sports industry you work in, having business or sports career trips are part of it. And for me, I wanted to share the behind the scenes from my trip from London to Lewis within 4 days. So it was pretty hectic with regards to the traveling. I thankfully had it all on the train, which was ideal. But with regards to that, you've got to be well prepared. And that's one thing I wanted to share with you. When you're doing business trips, preparation is vital. Because if you don't prepare, you end up wasting time either commuting aimlessly and wasting time then trying to be efficient as possible. So the first tip I want to share with you is when you're looking at a business trip, look at the time period you are there for. So for me, I had 2 days in London and then I had 2 days in Lewis. And within those 2 days, how can I really make the most out of that time? So the first thing I did with London, I know it pretty well with regards to the main hubs. And the main hubs are like the main areas of the city. So for me, Waterloo and King's Cross are two of the top train stations in London. And I use those two hubs to schedule meetings because they're very central, easy to get to for the tube. But a lot of people have meetings and they don't think strategically. And when you think strategically, you can book in more meetings, have more appointments, and most importantly, have more conversations that in time lead to amazing opportunities. So for me, it was really great to have a hub. So I'm a big Waterloo fan, I know it really well. I then pick a handful of hotels that I use to then schedule those meetings to be effective as well near the main underground station, so it's easy for people to commute. And I know this may sound stating the obvious, but it's amazing when you put a strategy in place, the more efficient you are with your time. So there's number one, is when you do trips, plan it out. And then when we went to Lewis, it was a really wonderful experience. I was lucky enough to meet a podcast special guest, Karen Dobrez, and her husband, Charlie, who I know really well, where we end up watching, unfortunately, one of the last games or the last home game for the women's team, who unfortunately got relegated. But, you know, the club is an amazing club, Lewis. It's the only team that pay their men and women's team equally. And to witness that was really special despite the situation that they got relegated. And the reason I'm mentioning these stories is that real behind the scenes, that I actually witnessed what the fans were going through, what the players were going through, what the amazing community was going through, and most importantly, the staff. And I think this is really important with business trips. This is what one component, the fun element of pursuing a career in the sports industry are these trips. And you can create these trips yourselves. Even if you're listening going, Ed, I don't know anybody, make a trip, make it a project, and this is where it becomes real. You know, as much as I love this podcast where you can listen to people, gain so much knowledge, but it only comes relating to your development by doing. And that's why I thought this podcast was really important, because literally the last 4 days have been doing. It's getting on trains, having meetings, catching up with great, amazing podcast special guests who I met for the first time. Like Simon Dent is one who I met at Lewis, an amazing agent in the sports industry. It was such a pleasure to meet with him. And just really, you know, as much as we've got a great, relationship on social media, it's not the same in person. And I think that's one thing I wanted to share with you, that as much as social media is an amazing tool to connect, start conversations, and find ways to collaborate. Like, I've done many collaborations with people without even actually meeting them on board, but when you actually shake or having a massive hug with somebody who you've built trust with on social media, it's amazing when you meet them in person. It's just as memorable. You actually remember the memory even more. And again, I just wanted to share this behind the scenes, because for me, I met around 3 podcast special guests who I've met for literally the first time, despite I've known them for many years on social media. So the reason I'm bringing up this behind the scenes is it comes in the doing. So I started at the beginning of, let's say, when you do a business trip, schedule it and capitalize the time you're in those cities to make as many meetings and conversations as possible. The second component is meaningful relationships. And when you do it in person, that's where the know, like, and trust elevates with regards to the experience. And then the third thing is you've got to enjoy it. As much as these trips, and I'm feeling it now, I'm not going to lie, my energy levels have dropped the last couple of days, because I think being on the road, your body catches up with you and you end up getting better night's sleeps. And this is how I'm learning as I go along. But as much as I really enjoyed the experience, when you're always traveling, it takes its toll. And it's amazing when I speak to people who are always jet setting and doing business meetings abroad, how the traveling catches up with you. So even now, I'm sort of finding aspects of my personal development with meditation just to renew the body with quality rest. So as I said, I'm giving you some tips behind the scene this business trip. So to go in a bit of detail, unfortunately, I will not give names because I'm all about integrity. But for me, I want to at least share the journey of it. So if you have business trips, you can be more prepared, have great energy, but most importantly, enjoy the experience. So I started in Cambridgeshire, had 2 days in London, which was really fantastic. And I can share some things because I actually met up with Maris Christofantos. We both sort of work on the Athens Women's Football Summit. So it was so great to meet up with him. And literally, he came from America to Heathrow. And literally, we had our meeting straight away at Moorgate, which I'm going to bring this in because I have done a blog post on this, and I will share this in the podcast notes, but I'm going to share with you now because it was my second experience. But I wrote an amazing blog post of the importance of your first impression, and this came from a meeting in Moorgate at Adelshaw Goddard, and I'm going to promote them because without a doubt they really taught me a lesson about having a great first impression. So Adelshaw Goddard is a office block where I had a meeting around 2 weeks ago, and I got there 45 minutes early for my meeting, went to receptionist, both of them stood up going, "How can I help you, sir?" And I'm going, "Look, I'm really early, but I've got a meeting with this person at 11:45. And it was about 11 o'clock at the time. I said, "Look, I'm happy to wait at the front." I said, "No, we don't want you sitting there, sir, because you'll get cold with the front door. So, but we'll take you to our business lounge so you can check your emails and be prepared for your meeting." I said, "Oh, that's absolutely fantastic." I walked up the stairs and this lovely lady said, "Can I take your jacket, Mr. Bowers, and anything else you want in the cloakroom?" I said, "Oh, here's my jacket. Thank you so much. I'll take my bags. I'll check my emails." And as a result, they took me to the business lounge, gave me my own pod, which was 9.2. That was the room number. And then they provided me a coffee. And I was just like, wow, like, what service. And why am I sharing you this story? It's politeness. It's actually taking care of an individual and being polite where you create an amazing first impression. And it doesn't, like, for me, I'm relating this to an experience of going to a meeting, but before the meeting even started, I was in such a great frame of mind. You know, I just felt special. What I also liked it was they make me feel comfortable. So when I was prepared for my meeting, I was really excited. And it's those little touch points of how we communicate and how we actually showcase ourselves in an authentic way with meaning and politeness. It leaves a lasting impression. And just to put things in perspective is I was back there last weekend, the same office block, and the standard was exactly the same. They knew my name already. I knew their name. And honestly, it was like, wow, because sometimes you make such a great first impression and you don't keep your, authenticity the same. Like, and that was a test. I was going to, even I'm being really truthful with you, when I was going to that meeting, I was curious, will I get the same experience? And I did. And for me, that's what leads to Alistair McCaw, who I've had three times on the podcast, is having high standards is what champions have. And for me, they were champions as an office block. They had high standards in how they treat anybody who was going for a meeting. And the meeting was a better experience too. So for me, this is why the behind the scenes is fascinating with this podcast, because I hope you can apply that, just that little story, but apply it to you and think to yourself, okay, I'm figuring out how to get a role. I'm figuring out how to communicate with people on social media more effectively. It all comes down with your communication methods and the experience you provide them. Because if you provide somebody with a positive experience, the more likely you're going to get what you're trying to achieve, or even a recommendation with regards to referral or building those connections. So for me, I will never forget what Adeshaw and Goddard did for that first ever experience, but also it taught me about the power of a first impression, because when you make that first impression, it's literally the starting block of building that know, like, and trust with the people you connect yourself with, the organizations you're applying a role with, but most importantly, your own self-identity. And when you start doing it consistently, it becomes a habit. And when it becomes a habit, it literally embeds into you. So if you're very shy, as an example, you know, always still have that, okay, how am I going to make a good first impression? Despite I'm really shy, how am I going to do it? What words can I use? What body language can I show with regards to, you know, making that first impression have meaning, have intention, but most importantly, leaves that lasting impression to the individual or organization you are communicating with. So for me, we went back there, Maris and I, for this meeting, the same office block. So I'm going back into the story. And then afterwards, we had a great meeting, really good meeting. And again, with that experience, it made the meeting a better experience. Then we had meetings in the afternoon. And then literally Friday was quite good because we gave us time to review all those meetings and then apply it to our next summit. And it meant we could just find a spot. Like I said, whenever I do any business trips, I plan out where I'll be staying, where I'll be working, where I get Wi-Fi. Oh my goodness. Like, you know, wherever you work, check out, always research beforehand where the best hotels are, the best Wi-Fi. We ate there. So we sort of ate there and had the Wi-Fi. So we're doing work at the same time. But all these little things make the experience better and you become more productive. So when we were there Friday, we literally were going through our tasks and then we're preparing for the Lewis trip. So we booked our train tickets. We got to Lewis the next day and we had a wonderful coffee. And I can share this because she's just a phenomenal human being, Sam Adams. You know, she is somebody I met through the entrepreneur world, which was just fascinating, through a guy called Rob Moore. And it was great to, like, again, with human connection, you can have such a great relationship, business relationship on social media or particularly LinkedIn. But when you meet the person in the flesh over a coffee, that's where the magic happens. And then literally the next day, we met Karen Dobrez, who's been a podcast special guest on the show, as with regards to the final game of Lewis FC for the women's team. Unfortunately, they lost, which means they got relegated. But it doesn't take anything away of Lewis FC. If you don't know Lewis FC, they're the only club that have something called Equality FC, which they pay their men's and women's team equally. And for me, they really showcase the values with action. And it was a very emotional day for the club. In a way, I'm grateful I witnessed it because it made it more real of how the community, the players, the team staff, the operations staff, you know, with what happened on the pitch, which is an uncontrollable. That's when I was watching the game. Unfortunately, football's so uncontrollable. But it doesn't, again, going back to my point of leaving a great first impression, everybody at Lewis, very similar to the experience in that office at Adelshaw Goddard, is when I was there, where I did some moderating work for them, and it was a pleasure to do with regards to one of their sponsors, SumUp, I still had an amazing experience despite the result. And I think I've learned, even sharing this podcast with you, that when you make a great first impression and you create that experience around it. That is where the real connectivity happens with the people you interact with, or the organizations you communicate with, or even create opportunities. So for me, this business trip taught me many sort of skill sets that I've been building over many years, but to put it into practice where it's real, like you're actually at a football club, you're seeing what's happened behind the scenes, or you're witnessing when a team goes down. That was even more harder because Crystal Palace literally got promoted that day as well. So you had Crystal Palace playing Lewis FC. It was really hard to take, but it was real. And this is where I want to go back to the point of, you can learn from so many people on this podcast reflecting on their career than the present moment. So I hope this podcast can give you behind the scenes of me in my present moment. And I have to be honest, like right now, even recording this, those 4 days have been really memorable. But the only thing I will say is it's taken toll on my energy. And it has taught me that having me to look after my energy and my, you know, mindset and physiology is vital, because now I'm feeling a bit tired. Like last couple of days have caught up with me. And again, it's that behind the scenes. So just with a little recap, you know, for you, when you're in the industry, I'd like to say here with one tip just to finish on before reviewing is, you've got to put yourself out there. And I think this is vital, because if I didn't do these business trips, as much as you can build such a great network or rapport people online, nothing beats in person. I say that again, nothing beats in person when you actually connect with people who you've got online. But when you have it in person, it's more real, far more real. But without a doubt, social media is such an amazing tool. So just to do a review of this podcast, this is my behind the scenes from London to Lewis in 4 days. Number one, build that first impression that lasts. Number two, with that first impression, have that as a standard and be consistent with that standard with everybody you interact with or any organization you communicate with. Because when you start living like that, your values align with it, your standards showcase high quality, and you become who you want to be at the highest level from a sports industry professional perspective. You know, there are times where you've got to unwind, be yourself at home and be, you know, you. But when it comes down to showcasing first impression in the sports industry, you want it to be as professional it can be in the environment you are. And then I would say the third thing is, when you are doing these business trips, make sure you have a game plan, just a basic plan of how you can utilize your time effectively with regards to your business trip. So again, I have certain hubs where I would either stay or have my meetings at with great internet. So when I start scheduling meetings, I try and pick those two places. And they've got to be close enough, but it means if you have meetings all over the city, you know, for me, you end up losing so much time just by traveling. So that's the third point, like be effective with your planning and scheduling of your meetings with a business trip. And then I'd say the fourth thing is, you know, with regards to making that first impression, being effective with your time, politeness. This is the one thing it taught me at Lewis, experiencing the day there, despite the situation of what happened on the pitch, the politeness was the same. The emotional interaction, despite situation, was so high quality with politeness and kindness. And that's exactly the same, politeness and kindness with regards to that experience in that office block. And it's amazing we take that for granted with regards to our manners. How our manners, how we communicate, really influence who we are and the know, like and trust we build with people and organizations within the sports industry. So that's number four, is be polite. Even if you're stressed, frustrated, always be polite, because honestly, that's where it showcases who you really are at the highest version of yourself. And then number five, and I always say this, everything is an experience. And when you treat everything as an experience, it could be the experience of a meeting, the experience of, you know, going to Lewis FC. That is where you get the fulfillment and joy and the fun component when working the sports industry. It really is. Like, I am certainly not complaining from anything the last 4 days. I'm mindful of my energy levels now, but because it's been such a phenomenal experience, that is where the real fulfillment, that is why people work in the sports industry, because you meet amazing people. I was learning during the 4 days as well, with curiosity and really being in different environments. You start to see their world compared to my world, which is interviewing people in the sports industry, work on different projects behind the scenes. But to be on the ground seeing it firsthand is just fantastic. So I want to give you this behind the scenes. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you've got any questions with regards to my experience from a practical standpoint of those five components, let me know. This is what it's all about. It's real learning on the job, as I say. Thank you for listening. Wishing you an awesome day. Keep being awesome and take care.